Welcome to Practical Wisdom Stories. My name is Nikki Kleppel, and we're soul searching today with Elaine Chang. Welcome, Elaine.
Thanks, Nikki, for having me.
I'm so excited. One of the reasons I wanted to have you come on is you are one of my graduates. You took the program, you came back as an assistant for the Women in Tech, and you had a really inspiring story about sharing with some of the women at Microsoft. So why don't you first of all tell us a little bit of introduce yourself and tell us about your role and so we can get to know you.
Thanks, Nikki. I'm Elaine Chang. I lead conversational AI product development at Microsoft. I'm also a mom of two girls, 8 and 7 years old. I'm a coach, a book author, and a founder of the nonprofit Leading Inspiring Transformation.
You already have quite a resume, so thank you. And I'm so happy to be a part of. I know we're both dedicated to women in tech and inspiring other people. And you really up-leveled your, especially presentation skills, to be able to have that confidence to bring a message and empower other women. So maybe tell us a little bit about that journey.
So I was thinking one of the Dale Carnegie thing that I think you asked us to think back, reflect a defining moment in our childhood. So I was thinking there was like one little thing that many years later some of my classmates told me. They said like it's actually right now quite fitting with New Year. One of those New Year, I think they told me that I put a little card, like a Happy New Year card or maybe thank you card, with a candy, wrapped it like in a Chinese candy that actually has some fortune, kind of like a good positive writing, a word in those candy and in each of the drawers, kind of as a surprise because I didn't really say it was from me. And then that bring a lot of happiness to my classmates. And later on, when they knew it was me, like they were so happy. So I think, reflecting back, I think that that maybe was showing the value, early sign of like showing my value of that I care. And then because I care about the product, I care about the customer I work with, I care about the team, I care about how we do things. So that really kind of brings me really grounded for how I do things and how I set a good standard and how I want to inspire others to do a lot of the things that I do.
Oh, I'm not surprised by that story. You're very generous, the way that you gave your time, both in our program as well as to some of the employee resource group, women's groups as well, to share your story. One that was really popular was your that soul searching you did around, what's the difference between work-life balance, work-life integration, and the insight that you got from that discovery?
Yeah, I think many of us really are have been struggling with work-life balance. Me too. And then with my young girls growing up, and my husband and I both work in very demanding tech world, we've been trying to optimize this work-life balancing for years. And every time that feels almost like if I when we finally get something better, and then the life will throw you some new challenge to kind of challenge that balance again. And I just like remember very clearly, like kind of in September 2019, I feel finally my both girls are getting to the same elementary school, taking the same school bus. Like finally, I feel like, yeah, we are
Yes,
getting to
you did it.
yes, we have some like better work-life balance routine. Then of course, last year, pandemic just hit all of us. And then kids started remote learning. And my husband and I started working remotely for already like 10 months.
Can't believe it.
I know. So there's just like no boundary between work and life. So and at the beginning of the starting this kind of like brand new work-life routine, I just really found myself very quickly working to exceptionally long and odd hours, and just very quickly, I was just so exhausted from you know, trying to struggling everything in my life. I think, you know, I felt like every week was like a month or maybe even longer. And I felt like there was no time for myself. I did not get to do any exercise at all. I did not have any time for any of my hobbies, entertainment at all. It was just so stressful.
Yeah, you're so relatable. I know. I think that people can really understand how just exhausting that is. So, you know, how did you get through that? What did you find?
Yeah. And I think it was like really kind of dragging me into those kind of like stressful physical even sensations, because I feel everyone in the house was also so exhausted, not just me, everyone gets so irritated. And then I almost like feel at that moment, there's no way to be able to get this work-life balance thing, even though work was actually meaningful, that we are having good product, we're having good customer momentum, and I know that I also appreciate the opportunity to spend more time with my family. But then I knew I needed some fundamental change. I needed to prioritize myself. So that's kind of where I knew that I couldn't let that lifestyle continue any longer. So I started thinking, you know, I learned all the coaching skills. So let me use those coaching skills for myself. So I started just asking myself a lot of those coaching questions, and also validate and acknowledge my own hard feelings, and really gave myself time to ponder, what do I really want? What is essential for me? What's the real challenge for me? And what change I'm willing to make?
Great. Boy, you know, it's sometimes people, I bet our listeners can identify and feel that it's almost like that, you know, parent or mommy guilt that can go, you know, that it feels maybe selfish to take that time away. So how, you know, would you advise, you know, what is that balance that you're able to do that self-care as well as give everything to work and your family?
Yeah. It is a really good question, and I'm still on this journey. I think the gist of the learning is a mindset shift from struggling work-life balance to embracing work-life integration with grace. Mm-hmm. And this is a self reflection and learning journey that I'm still on it. And I will summarize kind of like a three level of insights that I think I've kind of like, you know, was thinking that how that was helpful for me of this insights of embracing work-life integration with grace. Mm-hmm. The first insight is really more self-acceptance and self-compassion for an integrated me. I think, you know, that is a really hard thing to do. Like that means you fully accept whatever state I am at, it is okay. Mm-hmm. And then that means it is okay if that I haven't finished some very important project that I wanted to finish at work. It is okay if like my house is messy sometimes. It is okay if like, you know, the kids haven't finished the homework at the end of the day. And it is okay, you know, if I really need a break. And I think, you know, I just needed to give that grace for myself. And I do feel that a lot of us are pretty hard on ourselves, that we are set that goal setting, like now also New Year, everyone's like a goal setting and a rigorous planning and execution, and then hoping that in the future, I will feel happier or more satisfied if I achieve this future goal. Right. However, like I've learned that, at least for myself, it is more powerful if I can just let myself to live in the moment and then just accept and appreciate the current state of me. And that gives me some relief. And then that also gives me some more acknowledgement and validation and then energy to go on. So I am good enough right here, right now.
That's it. Boy, you know, I think just being out in nature, we see that. That's like really grounding. You know, even look at my dog and my cat, that they just kind of embrace the yeah. state they're in. You know, we can kind of learn to like allow ourselves to be instead of, you know, that human doing, you know, so yeah. I think that's something. Now, what about with that energy? You know, like you get a lot done, you know, you have accomplished so much. How do you manage some of the lulls in your energy?
Yeah, so I think, you know, that kind of come to the second insight that I start seeing a lot of the connection and third insights of how to manage energy. So the second insights, like for me, was gaining wisdom from the connections that I see from the multidimensional of my life. I think after I kind of like intentionally did this mindset shift, I start seeing that myself as integration of everything around me and all aspects of my life. And it's almost as if a visualization of gathering the energy towards myself mm-hmm. instead of like, you know, just letting everything go everywhere and trying to balance, which feels much harder. Yeah. And once I do that, I start realizing that there's actually wisdom that just lie between the connections that I can see between the different dimensions mm-hmm. of this integration.
And what's an example?
One of those integration is kind of accepting and allowing my kids to be in some of the meetings if appropriate. I remember in one of the customer meeting that I am actually leading, my daughter just showed up, but actually that was okay. My customer, international customer, was actually appreciated that good mood of starting the meeting, and that was a meaningful connection. Yeah. So I feel like sometimes we just need to be mindful and open to see those kind of wisdom.
I love that, you know, it reminds me of this bumper sticker, don't believe everything you think, you know, that yeah. we can assume our customers are going to think that's unprofessional or something. You know, there was a similar moment where, you know, there was a guy, this is like the very first, like still in March when we immediately shifted mm-hmm. to lockdown, and he had his little kid in zip up jammies, and he's like, oh, I'm really sorry. He was like dancing around in the kitchen, and everybody loved it, you know? And so I think like you could almost see him go, oh, it's okay, you know, but yeah. everybody liked it and felt connected and could just relax about our own dogs and kids and deliveries coming and all of that, to realize, yeah. hey, we're all connected. We're all going through the same thing. If don't judge me, I won't judge yeah. you.
Yeah, totally. I can totally relate to that. And I also start seeing the connection of my skills from different parts of my life. So I started like, you know, seeing that, you know, the skills I learned at work about innovation, leadership, coaching, all of those actually apply really to my parenting. And then, you know, my personal development and my interaction with anyone around me. So I also learned tons from just my kids and from just being mindful and sometimes observing what they learn from school. One thing actually, this is probably resonates with you a lot, is like, you know, about communication and storytelling that I learned from observation of my kids. Like it's also my parenting experience, is using analogy because like that really works much better with the kids, right? And a very recent example of that was I was seeing how my girls, how their teacher was teaching them about now, especially during COVID, how do you allow and you know the all kinds of feelings that you have, including the unwanted feelings, in order to live a full and meaningful life? The way they showed it was like a video using a beach ball as a kind of analogy, saying like, you know, if you imagine the beach ball is your unwanted feelings, and if you spent so much energy just trying to get rid of it and then put it underwater, imagine how much energy is going to take you. And if you actually lose control, it may bounce back much higher and actually come back hurt you. And then what if you just let the ball to be there? So through that analogy, the kids actually learned that, you know, you can, instead of actively ignoring those hard feelings, then you can choose to direct your energy to something more important, the activities or people that are more important to you. And that I find like, you know, that's actually just really insightful. So it's kind of saying it takes effort and creativity, but even the smallest step towards allowing your unwanted emotions and the physical sensations to just be there can help you do the things that matter to you to live like this fuller and more meaningful life.
And it's so important. I love that example. And I frequently coach my clients about storytelling and using analogies.
Yeah.
That as we practice doing that with our kids,
yeah,
that's actually a skill. Like executives, yeah. I mean, so many of the executive programs that I'm coaching are how do you make technical, complex mm-hmm. ideas, easy to understand, you know, explain things to customers in a way that they can get, you know, and keep that trust and connection. So, you know, that skill back to that, you know, obviously like work-life connection to something I agree is like so, such a high value of realizing yeah. parenting is leadership, yeah. right? You know, volunteering, you know, being a room parent, you know, there's all these different, you know, experiences that we have outside of work that if yeah. we just look at that and go, oh yeah, actually I've done communication, leadership, et cetera. So like help people to see their own strengths in new ways. Brilliant. Yeah. What else did you discover?
Yeah. So the third insight is around energy, like manage. I find it really helpful for me to view managing energy, but not time. And I think energy can be a very abstract term to like, I mean, probably mean different things to many of us. I know like in meditation, sometimes people visualize as almost like the blue light or some warm ocean around you or whatever, but whatever definition it is, I know like for me, the more energy I have, the more creative I am, the more productive I am, and then the more patience I have, and then the more mindful and gratitude I can be aware of. So because of that, I find it really helpful for me to think of energy as my measurement. So I use that to try to kind of manage my day instead of managing the time. So to do that, like the way my mental attitude was kind of like, I will consciously seek those positive little tiny moments throughout the day to regenerate my energy. Mm-hmm. And I need to be aware of like, you know, what activities and what things and or who may consume lots of my energy. And be okay with the moments when I feel like my energy is really, really low.
Mm. Terrific. Well, really, this is about like recalibrating even how we measure that. So you're really insightful about, okay, it's not just time, but energy, you know, some of those. And I think the other realization is that it comes back. Like if you spend a moment, you know, you get a hug from your daughter in the middle of the day, it's like can reboost us. It's like that reboot, you know, just like with our computers, need a quick reboot and they function better. You know, same with us as well. And what about, you know, certainly as a mom, you know, and parents who are listening who've, you know, been part of remote learning, how has that impacted your leadership and your insight?
I think, you know, the remote learning, it's really just pushing us to have to frequently evaluate what is our situation. Because I think, you know, just almost every day can be a little bit different because like kids at the beginning, maybe a little bit excited about this remote learning, but now has been so long, a lot of benefits we are seeing, they no longer feel it. And how can we use like the similar skill, like I actually use a lot of my coaching skill to help validate their hard feeling, like, you know, how can we just praise every little improvement, but actually give them a hug to, you know, help them gain that energy. And I think that this has actually come back to my earlier point about this using energy to kind of try to manage my day. I feel like, you know, first of all, I have to choose to prioritize myself. That means I need to prioritize my exercise in the morning. I'm still working on getting to sleep earlier, but I choose to also eat healthier meals because I now know, like, you know, they're essential to ensure that I have the right, you know, energy level, and also the health and the mentality, to be able to do anything that I choose to do. Mm-hmm. And then the other part that it has been helpful for me, is try to be creative. To integrate my hobbies into other things that I do. For example, I enjoy creating beautiful things. That means, like, you know, photography, drawing and stuff. But in the past, I don't really feel like I had the time to do the things that I love to do. It's similar like what you were saying, you would feel selfish if you just only devote the time to do your own thing. And then I just like decided to incorporate with like my daily life. So I started taking photos for just daily living in the house with the kids, and then the food we eat and all of those things. And also now the kids doing the online art class, then I started just, I will draw with them while they're in the class. So those not only give me quality time with them, but also allow me to enjoy, you know, what I do. And then that gives me energy as well.
Well, and one thing too, we can already see just, you know, you radiate that gratitude, like you're able to see, you know, it's not that you're just giving that time, but you're getting something back. You're grateful for that quality time. You see the good that comes back. That's really cyclical.
Yes.
So if you were to summarize and give us that practical wisdom, what would you suggest?
Prioritize yourself. Be mindful. Live in the moment. And focus on finding your me, which is your mindset, and the energy regeneration plan, so you will have a strategy for happiness and resilience to guide the integrated you to live a happier and more meaningful life.
Wonderful. And Elaine, boy, you also showed even as much, you know, time that you devote to your family and to work and your customers, that you share that with other people. So thank you so much for being on the show and sharing some of those pearls, you know, wisdom with us as well. We're really grateful for your leadership and empowering us to, you know, see things differently and see how we can do some of that soul searching and find more happiness as well. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.